Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Hey, do you hear something?
Hi friends, my name is Peter. It must be your phone ringing. Today's topic is small talk.
And our title is, Who is Calling? Who is calling? So Peter, what did we learn on yesterday's show?
Well, we learned how to answer the phone. We also learned that it is important to take messages for other people. That way, they know who called and what they need to do.
Right, and it could be very important. Hey, our Read It is very important too. So let's read it together.
Linda didn't receive her phone messages. Now she is mad. Why? Alex made a mistake. He didn't know it was necessary to take messages. But messages can be important. Next time, Alex can write down people's names and phone numbers. Ben learned something too. He learned how to put people on hold.
I understand why Linda is mad at Alex. I would be mad too if someone didn't take a message for me.
Taking a message is really important, but it's also very easy. First, you need to find out who's calling. Then you can ask them what they want.
Right. You can say, "What's your name?" And make sure to write the name on paper or remember it. Then say, "I can take a message for him or her." Make sure to remember the message.
And you have a message from Christina. She has our keywords for today. Let's learn them together.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是电话留言 phone messages. Alex 帮 Linda 接了电话，但 Linda 并没有收到对方的留言。She didn't receive her phone messages. 动词 receive 就是收到的意思。结果 Linda 很生气。Linda is mad. 形容词 mad 就是很火大、气恼的意思。Alex 晓得自己真的犯错了。He made a mistake. 名词 mistake 就是错误、过失。可是 Alex 其实真的不太明白，一定要留言吗？反正对方还可以再打来啊。Is it necessary to take messages? 形容词 necessary 就是必须、必要的。Linda 说，当然是必须的。可能有很重要的消息啊。形容词重要的是 important. There might be some important information. Ben 也讲到他刚学到了。He can put people on hold. 片语 put someone on hold, 就是在电话中请某人稍等一下。
Is taking messages really necessary? People can call back.
Yes, taking messages is necessary, Alex. They might have important information for me.
I guess so. What should I write in the messages?
Write down people's names and phone numbers.
I can do that.
You can also ask why they are calling.
Okay, I can write that in the message too.
Peter, do you think taking messages is necessary?
Of course it is. You have to. You should. You must. It is necessary. Necessary is a good word to know. Let's say you are sick. It's necessary for you to rest, take medicine, and see the doctor.
That's right. If you go to a really fancy restaurant, it's necessary for you to dress nicely.Men should wear a tie, and women should wear a dress or a skirt. Taking messages is necessary, too. Right, Rebecca? Can you tell us more?
Hey, friends! Let's have lots of fun and learn today's grammar point. Today, you are going to learn how to use the word taking at the beginning of a sentence. And the best way to understand how to use this word...is through some examples. So, first example. taking tests is hard, or taking a vacation is important. Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Taking messages is necessary because they might be important. Marie, what kinds of things are important?
Well, it's important to eat healthy. It's important to drive carefully. And it's important for all of us to exercise. We should all do these things.
The people who called Linda might have important information for her, but we won't know unless they call her back because Alex didn't take messages. Alex wants to learn more about taking messages. He wants to know what he should write on these messages.
Yeah, Linda tells him to write down people's name and phone numbers. That seems pretty easy.
I think Alex should do it this time. Also, you can ask why they are calling. Hey, I think Christina is calling right now. Oh, it is. Hi, Christina.
Linda 对 Alex 说，你可以问对方为什么来电。You can ask why they are calling. 请你看一下这个句子，从 why 开始的 why they are calling， 它是一个名词子句做 ask 的受词，它就是要问的内容。这样看句子会比较容易懂。我们来多看几个由 why 所引导的名词子句。I want to know why you were late. 我想知道你为什么迟到。I don't know why he didn't come. 我不知道他为什么没来。或者 Can you tell me why you like dogs? 你可以告诉我为什么喜欢狗吗？这些句子里都有 why 所引导的名词子句。
Thank you, Christina. Well, I have a message for you guys. I want to tell you that you are doing great.Keep up the good work, and let's watch Conversation B together.
Hi, Alex. How was your day?
It was okay, but I made a mistake. Now, Linda is mad at me again.
Really? What did you do?
I watched The Office when she went out.
She can't be mad about that.
No, she's mad because she didn't receive her phone messages.
Why not?
I didn't take any messages.
Alex's day was okay. He had better days, though.Marie, have you ever had a bad day?
Of course I have. Sometimes I come to the office when I'm sick because I need to finish my work. I know it's going to be a bad day.
Well, today Alex made a mistake.
I made a mistake.
Oh, no. Oh, what did you do?
I made a mistake.
How? When?
Peter, I made a mistake is today's...Calendar phrase!
I made a mistake.
I made a mistake.
我犯了个错。
Here's the information you wanted.
But this name is wrong.
Oops! I made a mistake.
And this number is wrong.
Oops! I made a mistake.
And this address is wrong.
Oops! I made a mistake!
You make so many mistakes. Why did I hire you?
I guess you made a mistake.
I made a mistake.
I made a mistake.
我犯了个错。
I made a mistake yesterday. Do you know what I did?
What did you do?
I bought a coworker some coffee.
Okay, but that doesn't seem like a mistake.
It was. He told me he wanted tea, not coffee. But I forgot.
Oh, okay. Well, we all make mistakes sometimes, and that's okay. Linda is mad because Alex made a mistake. Peter, do you ever get mad?
I do. When my favorite sports teams lose, I get mad.
So you feel upset. You're mad. We have all felt this way before. Maybe you felt mad because you didn't do well on a test, or maybe you didn't make the basketball team.
Linda is mad because when Alex watched The Office, when she was out, he didn't take any messages. Let's watch Christina now. She can teach us a little bit more.
Alex 说, I watched The Office when she went out. 我们来看看动词 watch。首先 watch 和 look 一样都是用眼睛看，但是跟 look 比较起来，Watch 是更谨慎观看、留心观察的意思，而盯着看电视或者是电影也要用 watch， 不可以用 look。今天 Alex 说他 watch the office， 这个 watch 有留心看守、当心注意的意思。比如妈妈要去晾衣服，所以请你帮忙看一下家里的小 baby， 就说 Can you watch the baby for me？或者你要去旅行，这几天 Ken 会来帮你看家。Ken will watch the house for us. 这个是动词 watch 的另外一种用法。
Alex watched Linda's office, but she didn't receive any phone messages from him.
And he learned his lesson. He also learned an important lesson in how to take messages now. See,It's always great to learn new things, and you're doing a great job learning with us. So let's take a short break right now. Friends, see you soon!
Days, only some people call their friends and family. But now, it seems like most people use text messaging.
Yes, that's true. We send each other messages instead of call each other. This way, we never have to be busy for other people. They can always answer it when they have time.
That's right, and it's very convenient. Well, here's our last conversation. Let's watch Conversation C right now.
Why not?
I wasn't sure how, but Linda showed me.
I learned about phones today, too.
What did you learn?
First, I learned to answer phones at work. Then I learned how to put people on hold.
How do you do that?
You just say... Please hold for a minute.
Now I can do that too.
Alex didn't take any messages, and Ben is wondering why. He says, why not? Hey Peter, are you going to the Christmas party tonight?
I can't.
Oh, why not?
Because my family is coming over for dinner.Are you going?
Actually, I can't go either.
Really? Why not?
Well, I have another Christmas party to go to. Maybe we can go next year. Well, as we learned before, Alex didn't take any messages for Linda because he wasn't sure how to. But then Linda showed him.
Today, Ben and Alex learned something about phones.Ben learned how to answer the phone at work. Then he learned how to put people on hold.
If you work in an office, at a restaurant, or at any business, you should learn how to put people on hold. If I call a store or the hospital, they might put me on hold.
Why would you be put on hold?
Well, there might be a couple reasons why.They might be really busy talking to other people, or they might be getting the person I want to talk to.
Oh, okay. They usually say, please hold for a minute. Then they might play music in the background. You just have to wait.
That's how it's done. Well, it's great that Ben learned how to put people on hold. Alex can do that too. Hey, Peter, I have an idea.
What is it this time?
Let's test Alex and Ben.
Oh, okay.
Let's call their work phones. We can see if Ben answers the phone, and then we can see if Alex can take a message. It will be a lot of fun.
That's great, but first we need to review our keywords. Friends, let's review them together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Receive. Receive. I received a gift today.
Mad. Mad. He feels mad.
Mistake. Mistake. I was wrong. I made a mistake.
Necessary. Necessary. Eating is necessary.
Important. Important. Don't lose these important papers.
On hold. On hold. I am waiting. She put me on hold. Okay, friends, those are the key words. Make sure to practice them. And now we can look back and review our lesson one more time.
Is taking messages really necessary? People can call back.
Yes. Taking messages is necessary, Alex. They might have important information for me.
I guess so. What should I write in the messages?
Write down people's names and phone numbers.
I can do that.
You can also ask why they are calling.
Okay, I can write that in the message too.
Hi, Alex. How was your day?
It was okay, but I made a mistake. Now, Linda is mad at me again.
Really? What did you do?
I watched The Office when she went out.
She can't be mad about that.
No, she's mad because she didn't receive her phone messages.
Why not?
I didn't take any messages.
Why not?
I wasn't sure how, but Linda showed me.
I learned about phones today, too.
What did you learn?
First, I learned to answer phones at work. Then, I learned how to put people on hold.
How do you do that?
You just say, please hold for a minute.
Now I can do that too.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi, Monkey Man. Guess what?
What?
I answered the phone today.
Oh, really? Great. What did you say?
I said, hello, Jungle Cafe. This is Ginger!
Good for you. That's perfect.
Yay!
So, who called?
I don't know.
Oh, why did they call?
I don't know.
Well, did you take a message?
No! I said, hello, Jungle Cafe. This is Ginger!
And?
And then I hung up.
What? Ginger?
Don't be mad, Monkey Man. I did just what you told me.
Oh, Ginger, you're a silly monkey.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
Hello friends, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. It will be Christmas in a few days. I'm wrapping some gifts for my friends and family. I love wrapping and giving gifts. I enjoy it when my friends receive a gift and try to guess what's inside. That's one of the fun parts about giving gifts.
It is always fun to receive a gift. Do you ever try to guess what is in the gift before you open it? How can you guess what the gift is? Well, you can look for clues. How big is the gift box? That might be a clue. But this clue can be tricky. Sometimes people put really small things in a big box. Then it can be hard to guess the gift. How else can you guess the gift? Pick it up. Is the gift heavy or is it light? You can also shake the box. Does it make a sound? But be careful. Don't shake too hard. Some gifts might break if you shake them too hard. Does the box have a smell? Some gifts, like perfume, have a special smell you can smell through the box. That is another clue you can use to guess the gift.
Alright, I just wrapped my last gift. Hey, where did this gift come from? It has my name on it. It's a gift for me. I wonder what it is. Well, I won't open it just yet. I'll wait for Christmas. But I can still try to guess what it is. This will be fun. Alright friends, enjoy your holiday. I'll see you next time.
So why should you almost always answer the phone?
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Ben. I just called Ben. And he took a message for me. He's doing a lot better. Wow, Linda really helped him out. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, that's great. So now Ben knows how to use the phone. Great job.
Oh, next, I'm so excited. We should call Alex and see if he can do the same. I bet this time he'll take a message. This is the best way to test people. Well, friends, we had fun, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.